Oh, I guess we should talk about it a little bit, but anyway. I will save it.
How old in here?
I'm sure I drove him off. Paladin!
Yeah, sorry. Your conversation bored the fuck out of me, so I'm trying to blow the Death Star.
See? You're trying to
blow the Death Star? Are you going to spit or swallow?
I think you're going to need a bigger mouth.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of sour cream.
We're going to need another Timmy.
Enough sour cream to destroy Alderaan.
Oh, God.
Oh, planet Colorado.
Well, to be fair, I have lobbed some proton torpedoes in your mother's exhaust port.
Wow.
Except her target area is...
You could do that because you used to bullseye womp rats back home.
Except her target area is more than 2 meters wide. God.
That's awesome. Oh, God. Now I just think about that scene from Team America. That's all. Oh, God. Yeah.
So the puppet sex scene?
You had to use the force, didn't you?
Yeah, the puppet sex scene where he shits on her? Yeah, that. Yep.
3, 2, 1. And now it's time for another Superhero Time. With your hosts, XV.
It doesn't matter what we're talking about, this is the wrong podcast.
Hey, Mickey.
What if this turned into Dr. Seuss?
Paladin.
I don't want to hear that again.
Ken.
You people in your thongs, God.
JD Church.
Poop.
And Fort Max.
In the pants.
It's Morphin time.
It's superhero time, without the superhero time, because we have no subs this week.
We'll talk for 2.5 hours anyway.
Well, we've already been talking for almost an hour.
We'll make a showy of it.
If only we had some old stuff, we could make a
show. Or you'll die trying.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. It's okay, though. I don't think we're going to miss the subs so much because we've got a lot of Comic-Con stuff to talk about.
Apparently, Bandai's gone insane.
That's not part of the news, but yes.
To place the foreign subs, we'll put a ball gag on Paladin. And, no. Yeah, Comic-Con. Wow.
I'm not even sure where you're going with that one.
Subs?
I want to know.
Doms?
Yes, first of all, the exclusive apparently wasn't in that demand.
No? Okay. What, none of you hear that as a sex thing whenever you say subs?
I do now, yes.
Okay, good. At least someone's with me.
Well, he is right now that you explained it.
Right, this is true.
It's not funny anymore, but it's kind of arousing.
Give us subs, Garrett! Do it!
Anyway, what?
So something about the exclusive not being very popular?
Is yes, the exclusive limited to 300 with people, well, 300 in total with people being able to get up to 5 each. There was no line for it, apparently.
What?
Like, that's Swift was odd. Able to just walk up, pick up 5 that he's sending over to Dreading Buddy in Japan, and there was no line.
That's sad.
Surprising.
You know, if I had known that and the thing hadn't cost $65, I might have tried to get one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a nice shelf piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very cool with those stands and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to take it out of the package.
It was a good exclusive.
It was, and it was Bandai's first attempt at doing a Comic-Con exclusive like this.
It was their first and last attempt.
Yeah, if it performed that poorly, I don't think we're going to see a repeat next year.
Yeah, do people not understand?
If the insanity they displayed the rest of the time holds up until next year, maybe they will try something more bold.
Well, you know,
if the reports about the shows are correct, they are trying something bold.
Well, yeah.
Well, they can look at this and say, you know what? The fans really didn't come out to buy the stuff we made for the fans. Let's just cancel all this nice shit we just announced.
Yeah, see, this is something that, like, they've got, the fandom has got to learn here. It's like,
this costs us some reason to pause.
Like, you have to buy the shit stuff. You know, if you want good stuff, then you've got to buy crap stuff. Look how many crap Transformers comics I bought till I finally got a good one. See?
And like, on that note, too, I love that the follow-up to Autocracy, which we already call Atrocity, is being called Monstrosity.
Yeah, like we don't even have to. They're like, let's give us something. They don't even have to change the name. Let's at least get the marketing right.
But anyway, back to the Power Rangers stuff.
You're listening to a bunch of adults freak out over toys.
Yes. There's a bunch of new stuff showing off for upcoming releases. First of all,
a new Power Morpher.
Yes. Finally. With the belt with the belt part.
Yeah.
Deluxe Shinkano.
Which makes absolutely no f***ing sense. I don't know how they're going to make that work.
Painted and very die-cast, apparently, G2 Megazord.
Okay, sure, why not?
But you know what's missing from that equation still?
The f***ing Dragon Zord.
Exactly.
Why haven't they made a Dragon? I mean, is there any kind of reason that they haven't made that other than to just piss XV off?
Yeah.
Bandai.
Apparently to piss off the rest of us, too.
The reason is ARG Bandai. It's something I learned with Gundam. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't have that mold, though, so...
And how you much can gonna have be? It with pointless metal.
Yeah.
For more money. Woo!
Yeah. I kind of want it, though.
I imagine overall, though, this is just a small sample of the anniversary goods they're going to produce.
Nope, that's all of it.
Nope, that's it.
And it may never come out.
There's always that possibility.
If it does come out, good luck trying to find a retail store that'll stock it.
I don't know. Stores are doing pretty well keeping the samurai stuff.
Yeah.
The newest, I mean, well, like, I don't know. It's like I can walk into any store and buy, you know, one of the Shinkano.
I can't tell you how many, like, Octozords now and Light Zords and Bull Megazords I've seen in just the last couple of months.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff is being stocked. It's moving. It's being restocked. The shelf space is staying. It seems like it's working this time.
But if you do need a Light Zord.
It's not being stocked.
Yeah, basically. If you need a Light Zord, though, I've got one on eBay. You can buy it. Buy it now. Or a Bullzooka. You can buy a Bullzooka. Yeah.
The Bullzooka makes the best noise.
It sure does make noises.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like the whole bull roaring noise?
I just wish it did a different noise in addition to that.
It might, too, if you get out of demo mode or something. If there's like a
I was looking around on the packaged one I had, and I did not see any other switches. There's an on-off switch. But not like a three-position switch for demo mode.
That's a shame, because the Mega Blade's got like a billion sounds in it.
I guess it took the sound budget or something.
Apparently.
Maybe there's hidden buttons inside, and when you combine it with other stuff, it will make different sounds.
Yeah, maybe when the handle changes positions, it changes.
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't able to test that. I mean, I like the size of it, because, you know, in an adult hand...
Interquote.
Yeah. but I mean, it's a pretty cool looking like bull pistol, you know.
That's my big disappointment is that it's not very Zooka.
Yeah, it's
no,
more.
It's really not.
Yeah, it's more handgunny.
I was expecting like something like hoist up upon my shoulder and fire mortars out of. This is.
But I will say
okay,
top
I'll,
plot
I'll,
of his leg.
I'll bring the quasar launcher down.
Bullzooka sounds cool. Bull pistol sounds like a penis.
Yeah.
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 Mm.
Right. Which is still impressive in its own right, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Hold
if you're trying to hoist a
bull
penis
pistol.
Over your shoulder, you're just going to piss the bull off.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing, really. Anyway.
I'm going to shoot my bull pistol at you.
God. It's full of sour cream.
JD sour cream has permeated the TF radio network.
It's everywhere. My sour cream has gone everywhere.
I have to get two or three towels just to clean it up.
JD, I can't tell you how you've changed my show since you've become a regular.
Well, it's got a lot dirtier.
Oh, it's all my fault. I've really, Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Some people can't even...
Toku and sex joke show.
Like, some people can't even listen to the show anymore. Like, I was talking to Cole. I was like, have you listened to the show lately? No. I was like, oh, don't. I'm so sorry. You don't want
to. No, you're not.
Not really, but
and to be picking up a whole new contingent of fans.
Oh, I know.
To be fair, it was always the Toku and Sex Joke Show. They've just gotten more sophisticated since JD joined us.
That's right. I brought eloquence.
Sophisticated, you mean prolific, right?
I brought some motherfucking
elegance. I mean sophisticated in that they're more complex now.
Complex. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, it's not just, you know, your mom f***s a dog anymore. It's,
there's some thought put into it, you know?
Yeah.
This is a college level rhetorical f***ing sex humor. That's what I brought to the show.
So, Peldon, what else was that Comic-Con?
Well, I hate to bring up this winning topic, but... At the Power Rangers panel, it was confirmed for Megaforce, Gosager will be used for Season 1, and Gokaiger will be used for Season 2.
Okay, so we have to wait till 2014 for Gokaiger stuff, not 2015.
This is the best all-around news. Like, I am... That was honestly, I sat through the show and, you know, and there's a lot of stuff at Comic-Con, comics, Transformers stuff, you know, this, honestly, this piece of news was the one piece of news that actually had me the most excited out of everything.
I just want to know how the f*** they're going to do this.
Well, it's brilliant, really, if you think about it, right? Because Gosager sucked, so they only have to use 20 episodes of that. But then the thing about Gokaiger, so much of Gokaiger is... You know, it's good, but there's a lot of stuff that they just don't want to use because it's not part of the, you know, American. 20 years of Power Rangers, American Power Rangers stuff. Yeah. So boiling it down to 20 episodes means that they don't have to try to add a lot of filler to it. That means they're going to be able to distill Gokaiger down to the stuff that they can use, and it'll probably still be good. If they tried to do that over 40 episodes... With all the stuff they couldn't use, you know how much repeat shit and weird angles and reshooting and stuff they'd have to do? It'd be insane. It'd
be just like old Power Rangers.
It would be awful. This could actually be good.
And also, the other thing is, we don't know if any of the main plot from either they're going to use.
Exactly. Right. Well, and they probably won't. I mean, that's the deal, is that, I mean, they're probably going to have to cut this up, you know.
Right, because they can't keep a straight shot at the plot and cut it out that much. It just won't make that much f***ing sense.
No.
Gosager made that much f***ing sense to begin with, but moving on.
A lot of the good stuff for Gokaiger happened outside of the suits, you know? So I don't see them... I mean, they're going to have to go in a whole different direction with it, you know? Or at least something parallel and good, but... Honestly, it just means I'm going to get the toys sooner, and that's really what I'm excited about. Like, what the toys? Need a Moby Ray. I need some keys.
A Gokaiyo.
I want a Gokaiyo.
Well, you're not going to get a Moby Ray now. You're going to get the Bandai, which flips open and makes one noise. Beep, 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 beep.
Probably, but, you know.
They'll say, let's go, Rangers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They probably will. That's... So,
yeah, at first I was thinking, you know, maybe Saban and Bandai listened and realized that the whole internet hates Gosager, so let's make it short. But after what Jane just said, it makes more sense. Like, they're more thinking, like, how the f*** are we going to do Gokaiger? We got to figure out some way to cut this shit down. Well, I guess we can just cut one season in half. Okay, well, we'll just do that then. It seems more likely they're cutting out footage they could have used from Gosager to just try and work around the problem of making Gokaiger work at all.
Well, another thing is they expressed on the record that they were concerned about the pirate theme of Gokaiger, so they're probably going to use this opportunity to not emphasize that so strongly either.
Which is dumb.
How could you emphasize that? Seriously.
It's Saban.
Are they be like Colonial Rangers then with little tri-corner hats?
Yes, these are the Colonial Angel Grove Rangers.
I could totally see them doing that, you know? I mean...
They're going to dust off those old rat costumes.
God.
Because, you know, I mean, they're already right by Australia, so it's not too far to go get them.
God. No, I think... And the other thing is, like, this means... The other cool thing is it helps catch up the whole thing, right? Because then that's even sooner that we're going to get to go Busters, you know? It's just like...
Yeah, and because the way that the contracts work is that they have to use each series in sequence.
Yeah. So
it doesn't say they have to use all of the series in sequence.
Right. They just have to use these series. So it's perfect.
It's like one episode of Ghost Age removed onto Gokaiger.
Well, yeah. But like I said, then again, they run into the problem where, you know, what are they going to do with all those episodes where they turn into... You know, Jacker, or you know, it's
how
like
Battle America.
Yeah. I don't think real Americans would react too well to Miss America.
Yeah, really. Like, why is it a transvestite?
It's a trap.
Although, to be fair, Americans had plenty of exposure to spandex packages from the Z Putties in the episodes we watched today.
Odd.
Well, yeah.
Those are a whole nother problem. I can't wait to talk about this. This is horrible. God.
And awesome. This isn't even the episodes where they had to reshoot a bunch of stuff so that they, because it had old putties in it in the Zoo 2 footage.
Oh, God.
So they created new footage and they had to reshoot it before they used it? That's amazing.
Well, I mean, about half of the Zoo 2 footage, even the Megazord battles, you know, they had to recut all of that, too. For the same reason.
So, like, one of the episodes, I think, it may have been the RoboGoat episode, where you just had the same shot of RoboGoat charging over again and over.
Yeah, something like that.
RoboGoat.
Hopefully we get some stuff like that in the Ghost Age or Gokaiger adaptation.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
I can't wait to see how they adapt the Versus movie now.
Well, and this, yeah, because that would be actually a lot of that. Maybe that's something that may be usable.
Time travel.
There you go. Time travel.
What could possibly go wrong with the time travel plot written by Saban?
Well, actually, the way that they could do it is they could They could gain those powers. they could play it to where it's like they gain those powers from like a different, you know, like a space, like a. Distant ranger team that shows up and then they all die, but then they take their powers.
Oh, I just thought the best thing ever. What if in the American version of Gokaiger, they use the keys not to transform into the Rangers, but to the actors who played that Ranger?
What?
So, again, the Gokaiger actor used the Dragon Ranger key and he turned into Tommy.
Wow.
Not the Green Ranger, but Tommy.
Tommy. Just Tommy.
Yeah. No way.
The Tommy key.
Odd. That would be crazy.
No, what I'm waiting for is adapting Gokaiger versus Gavin and calling it Power Rangers versus VR Trooper.
Oh my god. I guess Jason David Frank said that he would do it, but if he didn't do it, it wouldn't be his fault. I think was the gist of the quote.
So basically, what
his agent is already in negotiations for him to return, and he's already trying to throw Saban under the bus if it falls through.
Yeah, right. Basically, what he's saying is he's willing to come back and do this if they give him enough money.
Right. So if they don't give me enough money, it's not my fault for wanting more money. It's their fault for not wanting to pay it.
Which they won't because Saban.
Saban. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really think there'll be any returning actors for Megaforce Season 2. Or whatever the f*** they end up calling it.
Ultra Megaforce?
Super Megaforce is
Super
what they were saying.
Megaforce.
Super Megaforce. Yeah, I don't know.
Megaforce Special 64. Awesome Megaforce?
Well, I think... wasn't Ultra Megaforce what they have trademarked?
Yeah, they do have that trademarked.
And they can get any schmuck from the series. I mean, there's bound to be, like, some poor bastard Green Ranger guy out there that, like,
they should
needs
pull
a job or, like,
Wild Force.
A day. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and coal, getting coal shouldn't be that difficult.
Just for the confusion it would cause among children.
Johnny Young Bosch.
Why is
Decker cheap.
Here?
Johnny Young Bosch is cheap. They can probably get him. Yeah.
Well, he'd just show up to do voiceovers, though.
Yeah, he would just do the in-helmet voice of me. Idiot. They'll do him like they did. Black Condor.
Here's the perfect combination. They get Leo from Lost Galaxy to come back and do the unmorph sequences, and then when he transforms, John Bosch has to do the voiceovers because Leo's actor never does the voiceovers after being in the series.
That's awesome. That makes total sense. They should do that. Because
Because hilarity.
Yes. Oh, I know what they should do. They should just do a whole peace conference thing whenever they need returning actors. Just only shoot them from behind.
They would be here, but they're at a peace conference.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay, peace conference is over. These guys are back now.
No, just shoot stunt doubles and shoot them from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work too. There are so many awesome things that they could do with this.
And so there many are terrible so many things. Ways they could f*** it up.
Or
actually, what they'll
bring
probably...
Creamy back and get whoever played her in that first pilot.
Oh, God, recast Trini. That'd be terrible.
No. Well, no. It wouldn't exactly be recasting if they've got the actors from the first pilot. But that, I can't tell which... I don't know which would be more hilarious.
What they'll end up doing is they'll end up using all the, like, costume versions of the, you know, of, like, the characters from the series. So like, you know, we'll get the little troll motherfucker from... Turbo and
God no.
Oh yeah. You know that's happening.
Larigo?
Yeah, Larigo.
I will stop that from happening. I will start a Kickstarter and fund a petition to burn the Larigo costume.
No, we won't. Not Larigo. We'll get Alpha 6 with the original voice.
Oh, f***.
Do another crossover. Have Larigo meet Furbus.
Speaking of Alpha, Jason David Frank claimed that Alpha was a girl recently.
Well,
I read that somewhere. I can't remember where.
Depends on what you mean by girl.
I mean, it's the same argument, I guess, for Transformers, where it's like, well, they don't have bits, so sort of androgynous, really.
I can't remember for in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Or Turbo, but Wendy Lee did the voice of Alpha in Space. So at that point, technically, would have been a girl.
But just I think, is the suit actor a girl? I would think the suit actor was...
No idea.
I was actually thinking that when I was watching Mutiny. because I had time to think as they were all standing around doing nothing! I was like, I wonder if that's a girl in that suit.
Huh.
Hmm.
Check the suit for a mail slot.
see if it's got a pee hole. A quick pee hole in case they got a pee. Is that one? Right down in the middle? No? They don't do that? No.
Mail slot.
I made that joke the other day. I can't remember why.
I can't seem to find this tweet where I read it, so I guess I imagined it.
Oh, I know what it was. It's talking about sending a picture of a penis and saying you've got mail. That's what it was.
Nice.
Yes.
See? Sophisticated.
I'm telling you. I'm brilliant for this show. You can thank me.
Okay, so, Comic-Con?
Well, there was a lot of stuff on display, mostly things we already knew about, like Super Robot Chogokin, Daisujin, Gridman, and Bluefin deserves a f***ing award for their Dragon Ball Z Figo Arts display.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive, actually.
That Nappa looks hilarious.
Well, he's Nappa. Of course he's hilarious. Well, how could he not be?
It's just the particular face he had on.
Just think of what you can accomplish with that face, though, in posing. Imagine when Giga Beetle gets a hold of one of those.
Yeah, that's true. Now, does Giga Beetle have a Revoltech Woody?
I don't think so.
See, he needs one, because think of what he could do with that rape face.
That's
oh
true.
My God.
Now, I recall during the weekend, the English Tamashi Nation's Twitter account mentioned something about possibly doing a Power Rangers character poll after Comic-Con was over. Which to
it's
me
just a vague hint, but it could happen. We don't know.
Yeah, it suggests to me for the anniversary next year, they might be looking into taking the Dragon Ball route and doing some stuff tailored for the American market.
Titanium Ranger.
I think Green Ranger would end up being the first choice, but yeah, there would be people who would support Titanium Ranger too.
What's more American than that?
Lord Zedd.
Yeah.
The thing with that, though, they haven't done any of the villain characters in figure arts at all yet.
Juzo.
I don't see them doing, like,
Juzo.
Goldar figure art before Lord Zedd.
a Rita figure art.
No, because that's not going to happen.
So yeah, that could be good news.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, they started out the same way with the Dragon Ball stuff, suggesting character polls. And, I mean, it's turned into something at this point.
Of course, you know, with, you know, Sentai and Rangers and stuff, they'll take the winner and never make that toy.
Well, you know, they've done that with Gundam. Like, 10 years ago, they ran polls for what, at the time, the next Master Grade should be. And they basically threw out the poll winner and released the kit they actually already had made.
Dicks.
Well, wow. You know, they assumed...
That's Bandai.
They assumed the voting would go one way because how could anybody not pick the thing they wanted to do? And that was in like
Wait,
last
place. That's not Bandai, that's Republicans.
Oh, we went
political humor.
Oh man, it's getting risky in here.
That's timely and relevant.
Man, just I'll like make sex jokes all day, but I'm like, ooh, a political joke, ooh.
We should get Palette on piano so he can play a song to it too. Like Mark Russell.
God. Wow.
That's right. I made a Mark Russell joke on a Sentai podcast.
Oh my
Top
god.
That.
Damn, that is sophistication right there.
And what's worse is
you,
I got that joke immediately too.
God. Wow. Holy shit.
Man. Well, I think
I'll win podcasting forever.
Pretty yeah, much, dude.
He wins.
No, you still have to show up for this show.
I bow to you, sir.
But yeah,
I set up a joke and everything. I didn't go with it. That's...
The anyway, only thing that gives me any encouragement about the Power Ranger figure art the potential Power Ranger figure art polls is that they seem to have followed along with the results on the Dragon Ball ones. So if this happens, it'll probably be on the up and up. And you know. If we can get some stuff tailored to the American market, I'm not going to complain about that either way.
Nah.
You well, will when they announce the price.
I mean, I think Dragon Ball has proved to Tamashii Nations that this model can work. You know, they're doing the Dragon Ball figures with non-Super Saiyan parts now because the American market...
Interesting characters.
Well, the American market wanted the non-Super Saiyan options. You know, that's why that started with Trunks, and, you know, they showed the old-style Vegeta. You know, they're paying attention to the stuff we're looking for here. So,
yeah,
yeah.
Y'all watch all of Dragon Ball. I didn't watch the thing after Frieza died. Did Vegeta and Goku ever end up f***ing, or is that
yes.
just tension?
Yes.
Throughout the rest of the series. Okay.
They did, but they called it a fusion thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so they satisfy their urges.
Well, you know, right. They both put on earrings, so the intent
yeah.
was pretty
well,
good.
It was the 90s.
Together and joined the crotch.
Yeah. They had to touch.
In the 90s, you put on one earring.
I remember they had to touch
2000,
something.
You just push up your sleeves.
They had to touch something. I can't remember if it was fingers or penises, but it was something.
Well,
oh, it's
I
the
mean,
same thing for Saiyans.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a kid's show, so, you know, the finger would represent the penis since they
right.
can't actually have the penis
yeah,
on the
it's
screen.
Representing the phallus, so.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, you know, read a little bit into it. You have to open your mind and understand the message they're trying to convey to you.
Right. You have to relax.
Yeah.
Just take it all in.
Mm-hmm. Don't fight it.
Yep. Just go with it.
You know you want it.
Just take deep breaths, you know.
You'll get used to it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think we pushed that one as far as it can go.
Okay.
Paladin? Yeah.
That's most of the San Diego Comic-Con news, but we do have a couple other interesting bits.
No, we don't.
I got your interesting bits right here.
Weren't we just talking about interesting bits?
I think so. We've yeah, never well. Stopped talking about it.
You know, my only regret is that Ken could not be here with us this week to
I know,
enjoy this conversation. Because he loves so much when we go off on these tangents.
He does.
Yeah.
On the
he's
other
busy
hand,
being
he...
broken right now.
But on the other hand, since he is not here to participate in it, he will most likely listen to this episode, which is even better.
Yeah, I can... I can hear him groaning in the future.
Poor bastard.
Okay, so what anyway, are the names?
Don't groan, Ken. You'll get used to it.
Act like you're enjoying it, and eventually you will enjoy it.
You know, it's a good thing Kilby never listens to this show.
You would cancel this show so fast. Oh, my God.
He's going to find him out one day when some like corporate looks at his resume and inspects all the podcasts that he produces.
Superhero time. I like superheroes.
Turns sour it on. Cream, what?
I'll play this for my children.
I'll play it, yeah. Oh, they love Power Rangers.
Although it's perfectly fine to play this for children, I bleep out all the
No good, yes. Yes. But don't, you know. Yes, it's a good way to learn about, you know, anal raping, possibly. At least learning how to accept anal sex. Yeah.
How I learned to stop worrying and enjoy the anal sex.
How I learned to bottom on a podcast.
But yes, other news. There's a Gavin movie.
Moving right along.
Yes. The Space Sheriff is coming back to theaters.
What?
October 20th, this year, new Space Sheriff Gavin movie.
Hey, you know what that means,
right? No
one
demanded.
You know what that means? More new Metal Hero stuff for us to never address on the show.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. Series that no one wanted.
Yes, so far we know that Kenji Oba will not be the star of the movie, but he will appear in it, passing the torch to another younger actor.
I'm sure he's relieved, honestly.
Well, he's almost 60 years old. He can't do the space sheriff thing forever.
But to his credit, he doesn't look 60.
He becomes a space chief of police.
There you go. He's the space commissioner. Commissioner Gavin, what's the problem?
Well,
the problem is you never use the door.
Let me take you under the desk and show you. Problem is this is not sucking itself. I'm sorry, there's a Gavin movie?
Yes, and apparently the new Gavin actor is like about 30, so that surprisingly they're not going with someone barely in their 20s.
Well, a Japanese man in his 30s pretty much looks just like a Japanese man in his 20s, so.
And, you know, would you take seriously a space sheriff who's barely in his 20s?
It's more of a space deputy.
Oh, okay.
Well, odds are we won't be able to take this seriously anyway, because the director's resume includes Let's Go Kamen Rider and Superhero Tyson.
The problem with that would be what?
Well, here's the thing is that I think part of the problems with the directing in those is that there's so many suits they're having to work in.
Right.
With Space Sheriff Gavin, you're not going to have all the jillions of riders and rangers.
Well, you could. You never know what the cameos they throw in these days.
So there'll be nothing redeeming at all about it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it'll still have Kenji Oba in it.
And, you know, since it's being made in 2012 now, I guess they're making it this year, you know, it won't have the cat drugs either. So, yeah, basically no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
Mm.
But we'll get new figure arts.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, your Go-Kider display is not complete without a Gavin put next to it. Right, Ken?
Yeah, Marvelous still needs to jump into someone's arms.
Never gonna let you go. I wanna hold you in my arms forever.
Can you intro quote that? Is that
possible? Let's hope so.
I wish I could, but no.
Aww.
We'll just have to live with the memories.
Mm.
Okay, so what else is up, Paladin?
Well, we have magazine scans for the first selection of Kamen Rider Wizard toys.
There's a gun with a hand on it.
And a dragon that turns into a bike.
No, it's a dragon that combines with a bike.
It's a dragon motorcycle. The details don't f***ing matter.
It's a dragon that wears a bike as a cape.
That is a yes, and all of these things I'm in favor of. Yes.
It's he also apparently has little monster things, kind of like the food droids, except, you know, not f***ing retarded.
They don't actually they don't actually transform into stuff, do they?
They're based on certain rings, but I don't think they actually transform.
Wow.
So apparently they figured out, okay, we've taken this gimmick as far as it can possibly go, and then some.
So we'll just stop.
Yeah.
See? Know when to quit.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, Candroids were kind of clever just for the setting of O's, but I still think gadget memories, or memory gadgets, who have gadget memories, were really the best iteration of this merchandise gimmick.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how that bike looks in Figo Arts.
Expensive.
I'm going to be so broke. Oh, God.
It'll be just like the Powerdizer.
Between Bandai and Hasbro, it's just like,
JD,
I'm just going to get my checks written to like one
or go to Bandai. You got all excited when you got raises and you started making money like an adult and you could buy all the crap you wanted. And now it's like you're making minimum wage again.
Yeah.
You know, JD, I don't think you're going to have to worry too much about this, because when your wife comes home, you won't be able to buy most of it anyway.
I'll be stealthy. I'll be okay.
You think you will, but it's going to be like PayPal.
Dude, she's just going to leave again. I mean, it's not like she's going to be back forever. She's going to go do another show, you know. So
I like that that's how you're looking forward to the return of your wife. Like, well, she's coming back, but she'll leave again.
Well, that'll be nice.
Hey,
more to that.
This is the life I have to get used to. Right? If you're married to an actor, you know, it's like you've got to get used to an empty bed, or at least one with someone that you're not married to in it. But for me, it's an empty bed. So yeah.
Right. Well, you always have your nachos to keep you company.
That's right. I always keep a plate of nachos handy.
Delicious, salty nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Creamy.
You know, all of my friends have been making these like freaking like protein bar things, but they look like these nasty chocolate balls, and I keep resisting the urge, like on my good Christian friends, to like type on their Facebook, "Oh, look at salty chocolate balls."
Well, if you don't do it, someone they don't like is going to do it to them.
I don't think they like me either.
What are you worried about?
I'm just the guy they tolerate.
Just like this show.
Well, yeah, basically. Exactly. He makes enough poop and masturbation jokes. He's okay.
So I saw something about more Powerdizers.
More Powerdizers?
That's your cue button.
Heavy Arms and Ratchet versions?
We're still talking, so
there's
Paladin won't
three
start.
Colors for some f***ing reason. I don't know.
Oh, the Powerdizer?
Yes.
Why?
Exclusive versions.
Apparently they can't sell enough on their own.
I don't think there's going to be toys of these. It's too expensive to do, you know, frivolous recolors.
And far be it from Bandai to do that.
Yeah.
Well, do you see a Skullgary toy around anywhere? I don't.
I see the Shogun Gohanger Zord.
Well, that's for Sentai, though, not Riders.
Oh, yes. Well.
You know, for the Rider movies, you get the Rider belt sometimes. But only sometimes. And I think they only did the Lost Driver because you can get a couple different uses out of it.
What did Kamen Rider Nabisco have?
A simplified Forza driver.
So it is two soda taps instead of four? Or?
Yeah, she had two slots to insert things into.
In and out of Morph.
That's one less slot than she should have already, though.
I think you saw on Twitter a little while back when I described her as the world's best real doll.
God.
Yeah. You know.
I gotta get one of those. What?
Paladin, do you have any more news for us?
No, I think we've covered everything in sour cream by this point.
So, yes, Power Morpher, finally. Yes, yay.
And it does not look like a straight-up reuse of the original toy, either.
Really?
The inner plate, the red part, is different from the original Power Morpher. The Power Coins don't have tabs to lock in anymore.
And, of course, still no Dragon Coin.
Or Tiger Zord Coin.
Well, Those wouldn't come with the regular Power Morpher anyway.
Well, no, they should come with a gold Power Morpher that we will never actually get.
Well, I know one place to get the gold Power Morpher.
Japan?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Power Rangers fandom has a pretty active community of, like, repro part makers.
Just for little things, because that way the lawyers don't jump at you.
But they do make things like Morpher faceplates, which you could paint gold and apply repro labels to.
Wait. This link here that Pound just posted. 100,000 yen for a Dragon Morpher?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, I've seen them go for more.
I seriously don't understand fandoms.
You know, even in Japan, the Dragon Buckler is a really, really sought after. Why does it look like it has more power? It does have more power coins in it, doesn't it? Does it have all six power coins?
Yes.
I think it came with all six, yes.
It does.
Because that makes sense, because the... Well... No, they didn't get put in that Morpher.
Hmm?
Well, and they wouldn't unlock any new sounds. So, what the f***? Why would they do that?
Because Japan.
Oh.
Well, it would at least make sense to put the Tyrannosaurus coin in with that, because I'm pretty sure when Red takes the dragon armor, his Morpher turns gold.
It does.
Yeah, so there's at least a basis for that.
Or at least it did the times that he used it after Bri died.
Yeah. Yeah, because he actually has the coin.
Yeah.
As for the other ones being included, well, you know, they're all in the sprue together, so.
Well, they're...
It's just gang molding, that's all.
It costs more to remove them than the amount of plastic to produce them costs. Alright, so, if that's all the news. But no, good that we're... What?
Actually, one other thing just popped up here while you were talking about the Dragon Buckler.
Alright.
These are the upgrade forms for Kamen Rider Wizard.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
They're known as Drago States.
Drago States.
So we get shoulder pads.
And added helmet.
And a longer skirt.
Now, is it Drago States or Drag States? Because at least wearing an evening gown.
It could be a mistranslation.
Because he could be a fabulous wizard at night.
Okay, so the belt is called the Drago System, I guess. Is that what it is? It's kind of hard to keep up with what they're talking about since it is J Fusion.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's a translation of what someone thinks will happen that was posted on Japanese image board somewhere. Or sometimes it's stuff someone completely made up to post on 4chan just to see how long it would take for it to wind up front-paged.
Does it seem a bit early to you guys to be seeing super forms before the show even starts?
Yeah.
Not really. We saw a handful of O's complete forms before that show really started.
Well, and why is there only three of the upgrade forms?
It could mean he'll have a lot more, too.
There's nothing super about Earth. Earth.
Watch out for splinters if you do that.
Is that like sticking your dick
trees.
Sticking your dick in the dirt? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right into Gaia's navel.
As long as it's an innie.
But yeah, Power Morpher, that's cool.
Oh, and there's a set of decapitated ranger heads, too, on display.
There's always decapitated ranger heads somewhere.
Although, I'm pretty sure they had a tag that said not for the
US. They're doing one for all six of the Season 1 Rangers, and they had those apparently as, well, because they, apparently that's how they, they could only
Bandai.
Get the Tyranno Ranger one as part of a full set.
But they would be amazing for customs.
Maybe. I'm not sure how big those are, actually. They might be too big.
Depends on what size custom you want to make.
I suppose. Anyway, I'm glad I sold my Power Morpher earlier this year.
Because
that
thing's going to drop once the new thing comes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, that's not going to be worth shit.
That's like that Masterpiece Optimus where it's like, Oh man, I just paid to. Oh.
The only way that could have turned out better is if Kilby had bought one before the.
I know. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Can you just imagine the look on his face? Well, I mean, you would have to imagine it because you got kicked out of the second row at the panel, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Ouch. Ow.
Because you didn't have an awesome press pass like me and Kilby.
I know.
Did.
We don't want your kind here.
Haley paid for his admission.
You paid too much to be here. You can't sit in the fun row. These people paid nothing. They can sit here.
That was awesome.
Got somebody to say that they were press.
It wasn't hard either.
No, it was not. It's like, I have a website. Okay, you're press. I have a Facebook fan page. All right, you're press.
I have a nickel. Okay, you're in.
I bought the Primus package. Get the out of here!
Well, that's what I'd say to Primus package buyers, too.
Oh, you bought a Primus package. You think you're all special, huh? Well, these people have a Facebook page.
Not that JD's bitter or anything.
No. Not at all.
That's not a memory.
JD, aren't you on that podcast, too? Shouldn't you have got a free pass as well?
Well, I paid for my pass. I thought I was cool.
And I believe there's a limit of 2 press passes per outfit. So
which out is like T-Formers, ENI,
well, T-Formers also. T-Formers had their 2 also between Peter and Steve.
Yeah, but we could have like totally spun that and then like superhero time or whatever.
Can't
but still,
I didn't press pass.
I didn't think I would need one because I paid for a Primus package. And they were like, oh, you actually paid? Get out.
But you didn't pay for golden ticket, which is what you need to be in the front row if you're not Primus.
Yes. And so then another, like, and then the worst, like, insult to injury was that a f***ing walk-in took my seat. So they told me, oh, you have to get up because you're just a Primus package. And then they didn't watch the seat, and right behind me, a fucking walk-in came in and sat down in the chair I was in.
You should have tackled him.
Way to go, Fun Pub.
Where's Notbotcon at now?
Still around. I saw him tweet it a couple days ago.
That golden ticket is the only big fail thing. Otherwise, they did a lot of good stuff, but that was...
Oh, yeah, it was a fun show. It was a fun show for me. JD apparently didn't have that good of a time, but... You know, whatever. Okay, so do we have anything else?
No, I think now we've actually covered everything.
Okay, cool. We are now 49 minutes into the show. So who needs weeklies? Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and do power playback.
Hooray.
Tammy D's real brand mayonnaise.
Somos Power Rangers. Somos Power Rangers. Somos Power Rangers. Invincibles Power Rangers.
That's no moon.
No, it's Power Playback.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
This week, we're going to have a good old time with Power Rangers The Mutiny.
Sorry, let me go hang myself.
I thought you wanted to actually say things about this, JD.
Oh, yeah, well, I will, because otherwise I would hang myself.
Okay, well, that's why you're going to lead the discussion.
Oh, good. Because I don't remember what happened.
Well, there's a good reason for that.
Yeah.
Because nothing happened.
Nothing happened. All right. I can tell you what happens in this episode, and then we'll flesh that out.
Yeah.
3 episodes worth of... First thing, they for some reason have a 4-wheeler race for charity. Doesn't make any damn sense.
It's not just a race, though. It's like a scavenger hunt race. We had to figure out where the goal is.
Of which I didn't see anybody scavengering. All I did was see people
riding. Scavengering?
Yes.
It's a verb. Look it up. It's in the dictionary.
Go look it up right now. Get the fuck out of here and go look it up.
Scavenger is so a verb.
It's in the dictionary.
Ring. Scavenging. Anyway, I didn't see any of that. All I saw was people riding around on four-wheelers.
Occasionally they consulted maps and said there was clues, but they never get any indication of what these clues were or what the mystery was about.
Like, they literally just could have said it was a race. Why it was so important that they point out...
They had to complicate it in the plot for some reason.
Yeah, it doesn't make it, because it, like, literally, that made no sense. No one, at any time, for all the time that got wasted on Bulk, for all the time they wasted showing reels and reels and reels of the same f***ing footage over and over again, at no point did I ever feel like anybody was actually looking for anything that was a part of this race. All I did was saw people riding around on four-wheelers. They just could have said, it's a four-wheeler race, and I'd have been fine.
But no, they made it needlessly complex for no reason at all and didn't explain what they were doing.
And didn't support.
And it didn't tie into anything.
Yeah, it was of no importance. It was no relevance whatsoever.
It's like every time they shoot on location. They just did it to get a fucking vacation for the cast.
But again, they could have just said it's a four-wheeler race for charity and I'd have been fine. I'd have been like, okay, they're racing. But then it's like the whole thing where they've got these maps. I'm like, I don't know what they're looking for.
So the script writers are getting paid extra per word, so they just added more words to make the script more complicated.
Those that's why this got to be three parts.
It's like those people getting paid per hour, you know, and they're just like standing there washing their hands after they take a piss, like for like 10 minutes. Dude,
and who washes their hands before they take a piss, really?
Dude, I see people do it, man. I work at a weird fucking office, let me tell you.
Well, to quote George Carlin, you know when I wash my hands? When I shit on them.
Well, yeah, exactly, you know, and it's like they'll wash their hands and then they use the fucking towel to open the door and then they go to the next door and use their hand. I'm like, really? So f***ing important that you use that to open one door and not another. Okay. You're cool. Anyway.
So that's why I open doors with my mouth.
Exactly. I try to get all the germs I can. I'm like, ah, 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 ah. I lick my hand so I get it moist, and then I grab the door handle, and then I lick it again. I'm like, ah.
Actually, I carry a pocket knife to open up my hand and rub it on door handles.
Yes. Anyway,
I just opened
this conversation is more entertaining than this f***ing episode. Anyway, so then for some reason, Lord Zedd that we've never heard of shows back up because he was a guy that told Rita to do this even though she was locked in a jar for a long time.
For 10,000 years.
Yeah. Why he didn't
show up. I think I'll conquer Earth now.
So... So let me get this straight. There's this Lord Zedd dude that hired Rita to take over Earth. And then she gets locked in a jar, and he doesn't come. So this whole time, the Earth is just going along.
Well, you know, space is big, so it took him a while to find out that happened, and then a while to, you know, travel.
So then Rita gets broken out.
And, it took him forever because he kept having to recharge Serpentera.
So well, Rita gets
out. He ran out of gas a billion times.
And he had to escape your mom's gravitational pull.
So Rita gets out and he gives her like a year. And then he finally shows up and like, you suck. I'm like, where were you like 8,000 years ago? You could have like busted her ass out and helped. But now you're going to show up.
What's like it was going on with humanity 10,000 years ago that Rita couldn't conquer it?
That's a good point.
Zordon.
Yeah.
She lost too many coin flips, apparently.
Yeah. So Zedd shows up, and
he looks pretty cool. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he does look cool. He's kind of like, you know, he looked like it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger if you took like the skin off.
I first saw Lord Zedd on the cover of a Disney Adventures magazine at the supermarket. And thought, yes, this villain looks awesome.
Well, yeah, and when they were making the change, they did a whole thing in the TV Guide about it, too.
I remember that. I thought I still had that a while ago, but apparently it's lost.
And he was really awesome for, like, 10 episodes. And...
these were not among them.
This is... I mean, he was all right as a villain here. I mean, you know, for what he did, he seemed kind of scary, you know. He threw people around. And he gave... and Goldar his wings back for no reason, and Goldar is like, "I love you. I'll suck your dick." Well, here are your wings then.
Yeah, Goldar.
Remember, they don't have nickels on his planet.
Goldar is kind of like the prototype Leo Zodiart.
Yeah.
Except not as effective.
Yeah, and then like Rita
going to put a hand through his chest.
And then couldn't figure out why they kept shooting Rita from behind. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, it's strange how, like, whenever Rita's in new footage, you never see her face.
Yeah, she was either way f***ing far away or from behind.
Right. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Or with Zed's filter effect.
The thing I'm kind of curious about is where Lord Zed got a boa constrictor on the moon.
And it was only in that one scene, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course.
It appeared in season 3.
Oh, okay. Yay.
I guess they're indigenous to the moon?
Sure.
Horses. Well,
there's a breathable atmosphere on the moon in this universe.
Anyway, I think he carried the snake from the other galaxy he was in before.
That's right. Well,
there's horses on the moon, too, if you'll remember from
Wild. Exactly.
Yeah, there's horses in Beetleborgs, too.
I mean, the moon's got everything. Hell, in the Marvel Universe, it even has, like, a whole place with atmosphere and stuff so that they can fight.
The blue area.
Yeah, the blue area. They got the blue area so you can have your Marvel characters fight on the moon.
Damn it, why did I buy the Watcher figure when I had the chance?
I don't know. All of these things are more interesting than these f***ing episodes. So, so Zed shows up to start causing trouble, and he does this by making lightning to start.
Sure.
Which the Rangers hear and decide.
Yeah,
he throws some
old stock footage at them.
Yeah, so the Rangers decide that they have to like bitch out of the race and go check out what's going on. And then Zordon tells them,
to be fair, it's okay if they bitch out of the race because they know they're going to win anyway.
Sure. Probably. And they've already
and
found
plus it's lightning. It's probably not a good idea to be out there in the middle of the. In the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Tell that to Culver's.
And they're probably only smart ones actually leave.
The other
Bulk and Skull.
Yeah. There's like the 5 or 6 stock people again. I mean, and they're so far.
Yeah, they don't have names. They don't f***ing count.
They're so far ahead in the race because they've already found 4 or 5 items on the list. Oh wait, no, they haven't because that's not in the f***ing thing. Anyway.
So once again, their four-wheelers are f***ing color-coded.
Yeah, and their helmets and stuff, so yeah.
Exactly. How does no one know who the f*** they are?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, boy, you wear a lot of green, man.
And then later, you're wearing so much white.
For being a black guy, you wear a lot of black, you know? Aren't you afraid you're going
to
get run over
tonight? To be honest, Tommy did kind of throw the entire thing off by continuing to wear green for a while. After there was a White Ranger running around.
Well, that's because Saban couldn't afford new white wardrobe for him right away.
No, actually, it's more because they were using alternate takes and stuff from when he was still the Green Ranger to cover up actors leaving.
Fantastic. Uh-huh, clever.
Nice. So, so they go back, and Zordon tells them, "Hey, kids, this thing that we have feared and told you about for so long that we didn't actually tell you about because we were so afraid of it that we forgot." Lord Zed is
now,
back.
I love that, like, the Rangers are like, what's going on? Zordon's like, oh, shit, we are f***ed. We are so f***ed. Oh,
game
God.
Game over, man. Game over.
Kimberly's just in the corner scrunching up her face like, what?
Well, that's all the range she has.
What about Tommy's powers?
No powers for him. He's not in this series.
Well, no powers for him. There is a Green Ranger, but we're giving Zach his stuff.
Right.
The thing we feared worst of all has happened. We have run out of stock footage.
There's more episodes.
Well, actually, we have. Well.
And we could do one of two things.
Well, no, they haven't run out of stock footage yet.
We could do one of two things. We could either restart the series and give you all new suits and powers, or we could keep the old shit around and make it really f***ing confusing. So let's keep the old shit around.
Or we can do really even better and keep the old shit around, but start giving you the new stuff when we still haven't used up all the old stuff yet.
Right. So anyway, so they got to fight Zed. So as chopped up as this series was, it's going to get even more so here. go ahead.
We're getting to the point here where Zed introduces the Z-Putties, and we can tell whether they're circumcised or not through the costumes. Because for whatever reason, I guess Saban didn't want them wearing underwear or anything, the costumes, and you could totally see dick outlines in every single one of them.
So, because Goldar
mentioned... This is going to be amazing to see when the DVDs come out.
Goldar mentions that he's like, oh, we'll send some putties out. And he's like, f*** your putties. I've got better putties. I got my putties.
My putties have balls.
Look at the packages on these putties. You can scan
and vice versa.
So he introduces his putties, which takes like 10 minutes because he only morphs in like one or two at a time.
Afford any more costumes for them.
Yeah. And they just move really slow too. But they have these big harnesses with a Z on the middle. And Zed like powers that up. This will be important later. Shit.
The Z stands for Zed, doesn't it?
No, it stands for Gym Ranger, like all the other Zs in the first season.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, like the Zs on the Dragon Zord fighting mode's kneecaps.
Yeah, or on the back of the Power Morphers.
Well, you never saw those.
You did occasionally.
Well, not close up enough to where you could actually make it out.
Yeah, because I did watching old TV broadcasts. I was like, why is there a Z on the back of there?
It stands for Zed because he invented them.
Right.
And he gave the technology to Zordon back when they were friends.
Right.
Oh, okay, the Z stands for Zordon.
Yes.
There you go.
Actually, it stands for Zedon when they both used to be the same person, but they split in half.
Oh, okay, so that's why Zordon's just a face.
Because of Rita's magic.
See, Zordon is what happened to, it's where all of Zed's skin went off to.
Yeah, right. It's floating.
That's why
tube.
He got it back west.
And that's why Zordon can only
Zed got his skin back.
And that's why Zordon can only speak in questions.
No, that was Demetria.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's yeah.
Well, she didn't f***ing matter either. So.
But yeah, well, that's not Zed. It's so angry because Zordon stole his skin.
Zed got his skin back.
Right. All of these things are way
oh,
more.
Crap, it does make sense.
All of this stuff is way more. Happens. So the Power Rangers have to fight the new putties, which really kick their ass until they find their weakness.
And now here it is.
The giant Decepticon symbol on his chest is his weak point.
Yeah.
Just on a side note here, some of the dialogue track from this fight was used in Power Rangers the album.
Yes.
And without the visuals to go along with it, it sounds a lot like a gay sex scene.
I have never thought of it that way.
I can't imagine why.
I have that album on cassette.
Wow.
Damn. I don't even think Don's that old.
I would never admit that.
The plug in the sound wave, right?
Hey, now, I was the target audience when it came out.
That's true.
Three?
So these putties have the Z on the chest. If you kick or hit them or punch them or whatever, in the Z, they explode.
Or, like, throw a beach ball at them.
I think
one time they were even able to knock one down.
Throw a rock at him.
It was a big
rock. I think
rock.
You could knock multiple. I think you could knock one into the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have had it where they just, like, throw them into something and it presses the Z. So
we have these amazing upgraded putties that are so much harder to fight, except if you hit the big button on their and then they explode
and then their arms and head fly off.
Yeah,
and you know the action figures that came out along with this, that was a big button to make their arms and heads fly off.
Of course
I have one
to plan that ahead
point.
God, anyway, so that's stupid. So they beat up the new putties and but in the meantime they're going to need
new Zords because they have to sell them now instead of waiting until they use up the rest of the stock footage.
Right. So
all this is new American footage when they're fighting the Z-Putties. And apparently the stunt actor they've got in the Pink Ranger suit has a neck that's as wide as their shoulders.
God.
It's like their neck is wider than the helmet.
Well, it...
Well, they wear those, like, neck brace collar things, don't they? I mean...
Well, no. What it is, it's a hood. For the helmet off scenes, they have it tucked down. They have it rolled and tucked down in to be the
So it looks more things. Like a turtleneck because
they probably have other things
rolled
down and
tucked in, too. They don't have suits without the full hood.
Yeah.
foreskin.
intro quote.
So they're gonna get these new awesome Zords. So what do? They go out and pull out their Zords because Zed has made the Piranha's Head monster. Even though the whole thing is a piranha.
Piranha's Head. Let's just analyze this monster for a moment. So they pull a piranha out of the river from Angel Grove.
The Rampoon River.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's not a sex joke at all.
Right. And, you know, piranhas are native to California.
Right. They're, well, they're not a South American fish at all.
He specifically said that he made it from a fish. Just didn't say specifically he made it from a piranha.
Actually, well, but the fish in that. The picture, in the video.
But the name Piranha's Head doesn't give that impression?
And the fish in the video was a piranha.
And I think they actually did say that he made it from a piranha now known as Piranha's Head. I believe that was the dialogue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's all messed up.
It is.
And so what do you think a piranha's monster's power would be? Like, you know, eating
biting,
people?
Eating
yeah,
things?
Biting, chewing, and like devouring. No, he plays knick-knack on his teeth and controls robots.
He has a flute.
He's got fish nunchuck flutes.
And obviously the intent in the Japanese footage that was produced was he had a bad copy of a dragon dagger.
Right. Yeah.
That also actually would work on the Tyrannosaurus.
But instead it just looks like Generation 2 combat cold cuts.
Yeah, and it does this weird spitting thing, which I don't... Anyway.
I have to assume...
Was that in the original Die Ranger footage, or is that added in for America?
Okay, this isn't Die Ranger footage. This is
Zoo
footage.
Yeah, this
Zoo
is
Zoo
footage.
Ranger.
Yeah.
The effect that they were using actually is apparently, I believe, a effect that they clipped from Die Ranger.
I don't remember...
Oh, God, my head.
Exactly.
No. You're thinking something else, I believe, Fort Max. They spliced in some explosions and superimposed one from Die Ranger. I don't think the beam effect was from Die Ranger.
That looks like it was added because it seems to have no context within the. Anyway,
like for those Japanese footage, they actually had some spraying out of the suit mouth.
Yeah.
Plus from a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are
High
they?
Technology.
They freeze the unimportant Zords.
They freeze the
including
Zords,
the pterodactyl in midair.
Right. Because that
he's got good aim then.
They freeze the ones that they don't have suits of.
Right.
Right. And then.
And he tilts his head down and sprays his white stuff on the Rangers.
Yeah, and then he takes over the Tyrannosaurus Zord.
Oh, yes, here we go. Yeah, the beam that he used when playing the fish chucks is from Die 44.
Okay.
Cool. Well, there you go.
That's ridiculous, but okay.
God. So, so bad. So, anyway, so he freezes the other Zords, and then they become completely unimportant until later.
Well,
but the most important...
Anyway.
Just like the rest of the series.
And the most important one is the Tyrannosaurus one. And so...
Now,
the best part of this, though, is, like, before this, like... Zordon's like, okay, Rangers, go out there. Tommy, you stay behind because we don't have any stock footage of you in that scene.
Well,
so
we're gonna charge you up. We're gonna charge up your power corn with some new stock footage.
Yeah, so it's to charge up your powers because you're not in that stock footage. You'll be in the later stock footage.
Except he was in most of that stock footage, and they actually like cropped it so that he wasn't.
Right.
Amazing.
So Tommy comes out, and they're like, so Tommy finally comes back, and for some reason his helmet just like morphs onto his head instead of him holding it and putting it on. I don't know why they did that, but anyway.
Well, this was the first time in Power Rangers they did those helmetless scenes, right?
No, they did that in late season one.
Yeah, they pretty much did it starting with the Zoo 2 footage. Mm-hmm.
So Green Ranger comes out, and he's like, hey. That monster took over the Tyrannosaurus Zord. What would be even worse is if it took over the Dragon Zord. So let's call the Dragon Zord out. Let's call the Dragon Zord out.
Well, Tommy never was very smart.
Yeah, he's not very a tactician there. Oh, yeah.
No, yes.
I'm sorry. Tommy, Professor? Tommy was not
now,
very smart. Yeah.
Now, you know, if we fast forward a few years, if TJ would have been there, he would have thrown all the swords at the monster. Instead of self-destruct.
Oh, So, so yeah, Professor Tommy.
Bullshit.
Calls the Dragonzord out, and it's immediately taken over by the Paragus.
Well, actually, no, not immediately.
Oh, better seen that coming.
Well, actually, no, it actually fights
aside
the
from
Tyrannosaurus
everybody.
Yeah, it does fight the Tyrannosaurus for like a minute.
And then
that's the only stock footage they have of the Dragonzord.
Yeah, then it gets taken over, and immediately we're watching Green with Evil Part 4 again.
Yeah.
Again, because that's the only stock footage they have of the Dragonzord.
Actually, no, Part 5.
That's like the first episode, okay?
No, we're into episode 2 now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're into episode 2. Okay, so here's the thing. The rest of this episode 2 is everybody standing around bitching at Billy and Trini. Are you done yet? We got to get out there. You can't go out there.
Well, find out that and also showing off the new Zords.
Yeah, look at these amazing new Zords. You have to release your old ones. You can't have these just yet.
Here's the Zords. They obviously exist, but
no, that was just a projector that they had set up outside.
Yeah, right.
Because they're not on store shelves.
You know that big hole on the top of the command center?
Right.
That's actually just a big projector.
Yeah, it's a projection screen. So this entire episode is different people being like, we got to go out there. You can't go out there. Find out if Billy's done. Billy, you done? No, I'm
not
done.
Not yet.
Oh, and also Squad and Babu looking through a peephole at Zed glowing red.
Zed glowing mad red for whatever and other things. Well, we got to go out there. You can't go out there. Find out if Billy's
done. Dragonzord does take another minute to snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Breaks
I
off
think that's thing. Like the third one he's taken.
But we got to go out there. You can't go out there.
There's even more to come.
Find out if Billy's done. Billy, you done? No, we're not done yet.
But we got to suddenly actually get some new footage at the end of the episode with the Rangers standing around.
Yeah.
It's a whole
but you can
episode.
Tell that it's new Japanese footage because, it has the good shield.
I really wanted Billy just to go off. I really wanted to be like, look, motherfuckers, it'll be done when it's done. Quit fucking calling me.
No, he didn't get like that until Zio.
I know, but that would have been badass if he'd just been like.
No, he's more passive aggressive than CO.
Just smack Trini.
Yes, I'll do what you say.
Just smack Trini and just be like, "Look, she's my friend. All right, I don't like you, motherfuckers. I'm trying to get this thing done. Shut the fuck up." Anyway,
when they're not complaining about Billy, they're getting shot at by stock footage of the two Zords and narrowly dodging it and repeating for the next hour and a half.
God. Yeah. Such a fucking waste of time. So basically the rest of this two-part, the second two episodes of this three-part is waiting around for Billy to finish the machine.
While they get attacked by stock footage.
Oh, they get attacked by stock footage. That's it.
Over and over again.
That is all that fucking happens.
We're talking like Kamen Rider Black levels of boredom here.
Oh my god.
I mean,
so
the whole second episode is like unnecessary, superfluous.
It's
I don't
completely
know why.
Pointless.
You know,
because
why?
Padding.
Nothing.
Because someone decided at some point to extend it from two episodes to three.
But why? Now,
okay.
A trilogy. It needed to be a trilogy.
Because trilogies are marketable.
Tell you guys. Okay, I remember when this premiered, it was like a primetime event.
Yes.
It was.
For 3 weeks. Okay. So it was like that everywhere then, not just my area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Which I gotta admit was good marketing.
It was.
Well, and I mean, actually, Fox did this with they also did this with some episodes of Batman.
I remember that. Yeah, the first few episodes of Batman the Animated Series were prime time before they moved it to afternoons. Also, they used these episodes of Power Rangers as lead-ins for the second season of X-Men. They aired two or three of those in prime time following the Power Rangers episodes.
Huh.
Did anything actually happen in the second season of X-Men?
Phoenix?
Gene!
No, that's Phoenix.
Gene! So, no, then?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Covered in scorpions.
No. Previously on X-Men.
It's available on Netflix, kids. You should go watch it. So basically, at some point, they figure out, hey, let's blow up the fish head, dude, since we gotta wait around for this other shit. And so they do that, and then
except
Billy
they don't really blow him up so much as just like set him on fire.
Yeah, they set him on. Yeah, there they go. They set him on fire. So Billy finally finishes the fucking box thing, and he pushes the button like crazy, and it doesn't work. And everybody's really pissed at him again. And I'm like, really? We just sat around for an episode and a half? And the box thing still doesn't work?
Yeah. It must need more stock footage.
So he figures out that he had one of the batteries in wrong.
God damn it, Billy!
And that actually is from the Japanese footage.
Yeah, it looked like it was. So he turns the battery around, and they get the Zords back. Ha, in Ray. And then Zed, like, drops them into the center of the Earth.
With, again, more Green with Evil Part 4 footage.
And another superimposed Die Ranger explosion.
Yes. But Tommy sends the Dragon Zord back into the water.
Because, for some reason, that means it's safe.
Which I always love.
It's time to retire the stock footage of Dragon Zord.
I love the footage of Dragon Zord, like, coming out of and going into the water, because basically it's just like, all that matters is whether he's going left or right.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was ever really used again after this premiere, was it?
If he's going from right to left?
No, the Dragon Zord was still used a couple times with actual new footage, because they still had, like, 10 or so monsters worth of, maybe even 15 monsters worth of, well, no, yeah, 10 monsters worth of Zoo 2 after this.
But see, all that mattered for the Dragon Zord.
Well, apparently it didn't find its way to the rock.
If it's going right to left, it's coming out of the water. But if it's going left to right, then it's going into the water. It's the same footage, just left to right. That's all that matters, kids.
And, you know, somebody actually had a box Dragon Caesar at BotCon.
Yeah.
Why didn't you buy it?
It was like $250.
Yeah. It was like a better investment money than the BotCon toys.
Well, let's see. I paid $100 for the Shattered Glass Prime and Kickoff set, and I sold the Shattered Glass Prime by itself for $125.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I
got to keep the toy I actually wanted. And JD lost money.
I lost money. Well, I didn't lose money. I get to keep my set, but I didn't come out of it.
I spent nothing.
So we get control of the Zords back, and they immediately get melted. But thankfully, there was enough of their parts left to reuse them
with some new parts.
Yeah, they took old parts and part new parts and made the new Zords.
The new Zords.
They kit-bashed them.
And I think the best comment out of this was Billy's, which was more phenomenal.
No, that's when they were showing the projection of the
Zords. I know, they showed them earlier, but I wanted to bring up this point because this is when they actually make them.
But you do realize they said that a lot in the first season, right?
I know, but still, it's just like, really?
Yeah, really.
And then we get the best stock footage sequence of them.
Yeah. Now, these Zords are worthless. Like, if you thought the Tyrannosaurus was worthless, or the Triceratops was worthless, wait till you've seen the f***ing Griffin.
There were eclipsed in uselessness until Gokaiger.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm pretty sure the Lion Thunder Zord was more useless than anything with Gokai, because it never does anything, ever.
I mean, at least those three. I mean, you give it to, like, the Firebird, because it, like, can fly. And the Dragon Zord's pretty...
Well, Firebird becomes a weapon in another combination, so that's useful.
Yeah,
I guess that awesome Mega Man 4 attack thing where it gets all gridliney and shit.
You know, the Red Dragon Zord has, like, the pole arm, and, like, you know, it can, like, turn into a person and stuff.
It can have exciting Zord fights.
Yeah, I mean...
And it does when they switch to the other stock footage.
Yeah.
But those other three, Lion, Griffin, Unicorn.
I want to see how useless all those
the
are.
The Lion just never does anything, ever.
Yeah. You want to see how useless the Zords are? Just look at the combination with Tor. Their final finished move is crushing a monster to death. That's all they're good for.
You know, so, I love that the Griffin Thunder Zord is actually a Kieran.
Yeah.
Which is it really just a giraffe?
Kids would have no f***ing idea what a Kieran is.
Yeah.
A Kieran is a giraffe, as interpreted through Chinese sculpture.
Actually, a griffin is pretty much the closest analog to it, because on the Kieran's more of a blend of a flying animal, ground animal. Griffin's pretty much the same type of thing.
Except not being the same at all.
Yeah.
But it's more the thought behind it rather than the execution in this sense. It's they're kind of the same idea.
So
I can't imagine that Saban or Bandai put that much thought into it at the time.
Obviously. Actually,
it kind of makes sense, because I was talking with the people who were translating Die Ranger, and actually a lot of the terms, the same terms are used in both Die Ranger and in Power Rangers Season 2. Because literally, the guy in the suit mode for the Dragon Thunder Zord in Die Ranger is Warrior mode.
So, they get the new Zords, and just in time, because, you know, Zed throws the grenade to Perontis' head. Now, this is the growth gimmick for
which
this.
Which they lifted from Die Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, grenade. Cool.
And then suddenly you go right back into the Zoo Ranger-style growth.
Right. So, yeah.
And then you get toys.
And then you get toys. So you get all
because
it's
always time for toys.
Yeah. You get theirs,
it's
and you
time
get the
for
cool
special toys.
You get the cool sequence with the Red Dragon Zord transforming.
With the Power Rangers Dinozord toys turning into what looks like what's probably Die Ranger toys.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's
and with some obviously cut and paste cutting up photos and stuff to give the legs joints.
Yeah,
it's adorable that they tried.
Yeah.
Although you have to admit, for the show that it is and the time it was,
yeah,
the sequence actually looks pretty good.
And how how rushed it was.
Yeah. So you get the right stuff.
I mean, this is no Shogun Ultra Zord here. Let's
now,
be honest.
Just as a point of logic, though, they only had parts. They only had parts of the old Zords, but for some reason, you see the whole Zord turn into the new thing.
They only had the outside parts. The insides burned out.
They're right.
Triceratops is missing half its tail.
And so, well, no, see, that's what it is. The half that's not facing the camera is actually gone.
Right.
That's even more toy accurate. It's missing part of a good chunk of the tail, just like the actual toys.
God. So you get the new stuff, and
they probably took some one of their kid, like someone at Saban probably just took their kids' toys for this.
God. So now you see the Red Dragon turn into the Warrior mode, I guess is what we're calling it. And then it puts on a bunch of armor, and it becomes like the precursor to Go Buster O.
No, I still think this is much less shit than Go Buster O.
It actually looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a samurai.
That's
the thing with this. There is actually like a concept for what this is supposed to look like. It's not just a matter of, okay, we got all these parts, and on this thing, we got to find some place to stick them on so they're all on there at the same time.
Right.
You know? Because, the design is nice. And the suit also can move very well when it's given to the right people.
And when they're not
which sadly
to, like,
in this case is Saban.
Yeah, when they're not having to butcher the footage, it has the potential to move nicely.
Yeah.
That being said, there are not very many great fights in Die Ranger with it.
Right.
Still, I think this Megazord design would be a great candidate for Super
any
Robot Choco
Kid. All the great Zord fights are either most
work
or the Red Dragon Thunder Zord stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, with the Thunder Megazord suit, there's not a lot of good fights, even in Die Ranger's original format.
Yeah, I mean, the best use of the suits are of the Thunder Megazord suit,
was when Saban got the suits.
Yeah. And well, actually, the late times where they used it, because I mean, they also clearly had the suit when they were still going through the Zoo 2 stuff the first time.
And yeah, I agree with you, Paladin. Red Dragon, Thunder Zord, and Thunder Megazord would be good Shogokin candidates.
I'll be coming up next.
Prototype half fragment image of Red Dragon Thunder Zord, but I don't think that'll actually ever happen now.
Who knows?
Does Red Light Die Ranger?
Heck if I know.
So, So Lightning Sword and Dead.
And also a few appearances of the original Megazord.
Yeah, a couple flashes and smoke of the original Megazord.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like, if you squinted, you were like, hey, what? Oh. Huh. Oh yeah, Thunder Ranger Zord wasn't in that scene. Yeah, it was only
examples of it later on.
Yeah, I mean, there are some Welcome cases to season where two. It's really very obvious that it's the original Megazord there.
It's nice, though, how, you know, the first part of season two, they had it where the monster and the Megazord were never in the same shot together. And then later in season two, the Rangers and the monster were never in the same shot together. So basically, the moral of season two is that at no point does everyone actually meet.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Bulk on Samurai.
And why did they do this to try to keep consistency with the Rangers, I guess, instead of...
What, keeping the suits?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, with, like, not changing out to the Dire Ranger stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know... That's
well, the original suits were more recognizable and more marketable.
Okay, that's kind of the answer. Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking, yeah.
But the Dire Ranger suits looked cooler.
They did.
Exactly. They were really cool.
I've never liked the Zoo Ranger suits because they look like f***ing court gestures with the diamond patterns going on.
Yeah, it just doesn't appeal. I don't know what.
And that's part of the reason why the Dragon Ranger costume was so awesome, is because it covers that part up.
Well, yeah.
So, there you go. Congratulations. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Welcome to season two.
Man, so next week we're covering episode 4 of season 2, I take it?
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing next week's show.
We'll have plenty for next week.
No, actually, Power Playback next week is Star Trek The Next Generation, Data Lore, and Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Whatever.
Go see that at a local participating movie theater near you.
There's probably not one near you, so.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few around Nashville that are doing it, so I assume there's more around the country.
No, thanks.
Eckine, actually, I think the closest movie theater to me has it, too.
I haven't even heard this. So.
Yeah, on July 23rd, participating movie theaters are going to be screening two high-definition episodes of the first season of Next Generation, in part, no doubt, to promote the Blu-ray release, and because
the next day,
and because it's the 25th anniversary of Next Generation or something.
Mm. I live in Oklahoma.
If that doesn't make
I'm sorry.
You feel old,
yeah,
yeah. Star Trek: The Next Generation is 25 years old.
How old was the original series when Next Generation came out?
Less than 20, I think.
Oh, God.
Or 21, maybe? Did it start in 66 or 67?
I want to say 66 for some reason.
Okay, so it would have been like 20 to 21 years old.
Oh, God. I'm so old.
And then if you'll recall also in like 1991 on the Nintendo, the Star
yeah,
Trek
66.
25th the Star Trek 25th anniversary video game was released.
Oh, God.
How old are Transformers now?
28?
Yeah.
They're the same age as me. Actually, they're like 6 months younger than me. Haha, I'm older than Transformers. Oh, wait, crap.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we have no show next week because I'm going to go watch Star Trek.
So there is no show next week at all.
There is no show next week. The next episode will be recorded on the 30th, which will have no power playback because we're going to have a hell of a lot of stuff to catch up on because we had no subs this week.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Well, it's not their fault because it seems
well,
like
of course it's their fault.
No, it seemed like they had a problem, you know, getting their raws in on time. So,
unfortunately,
I got my raw in on time with your mom.
You know what? I'm not going to complain because I was thinking about it this morning and I think it's really awesome that, you know, whether it's Nihon or whatever that does it. I mean, but in particular, Overtime, where we get a lot of stuff that, you know, those people are like, taking time and shit to like do those and put them out really f***ing timely.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, I'm not going to complain.
For the longest time, we had to wait at least a week between broadcast and sub being available.
Kidding? Some people have to wait years, you know? It's like, so there were times when people didn't get anything. And to say that for the most part that they're putting those things out 48 to 72 hours.
And sometimes
after they
24
show.
Hours later.
Yeah, sometimes faster than that.
Yeah, they're f***ing amazing people.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
mean,
not...
it should not, there should not be any we should not downplay how much we appreciate what they do for nothing other than that they want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, they basically get a thank you. I'm sure that there's probably a way.
If anybody from Overtime comes by to visit, they will get a blowjob, no questions asked.
Like, just right there. Just like,
yeah, I mean, you know, we could be in the middle of the grocery store and they say, hey, I'm from Overtime.
Even the lady members of the group?
Yes, I would suck their dicks too.
But basically, if anybody from Overtime is listening to this, we really appreciate what you do.
People are going to be lining up at Mickey's door now like, I'm from Overtime.
My plan is working perfectly.
It's just have a line of people like, out your door. Like one blowjob after another.
Nice.
I have a little spittoon next to me.
Make sure you get that on video. Go for big money on the internet.
And they will sub it.
See, that's what you do.
On one side, a plate of nachos on the other.
You get them all to come to your house. You get them all lined up. You suck their dicks one at a time. And you get it all on video. And then you chug the spittoon at the end. And then you sell the video online and then give them the proceeds. Like that's,
you know, can we JD give them proceeds? Has this worked out. JD has pirates. An alarming number of steps worked out for this plan. It's just like, okay.
No, I just come up with good plans. They just come to me, and it's like, yeah, it's like that.
Although it's cool, Overtime got a new episode of Time Ranger out a few days ago.
I did see that.
Did y'all glance through the TLDR version of why that took so long to come out?
Yeah, and I actually understood.
Oh, God.
Yes, no. Time Ranger's DVDs are terrible.
Yeah, can I get a synopsis of that? Because I didn't – I started
reading it. Fort Max is probably more qualified to
– yeah, basically Time Rangers DVDs suck donkey balls.
Okay. There you go. What way?
and they look like they're processed on an N64.
No. Well, it's not were. That. It's they have the same problem Next Generation's DVDs do.
Okay.
Which is – they did editing on videotape for the series.
Yes. This was the first one they actually did the all the editing on video.
Oh. So, and it's also the first series that they released on DVD.
No, it's not actually. The first series they released on DVD of the, well, the earliest DVD releases were of the back catalog shows was Go Ranger.
Okay, then this was the first of the current series
this,
that they did.
Well,
on
the first that, one released as it was airing was Gal Ranger. And it was made so that it would look good on DVD. And
when they were producing the series, they paid attention to that they would have to release it on DVD.
Yes. Yeah. Time Ranger was released a few years later, but they couldn't really do much to it, short of because it was edited on tape. It looks cruddy. Right. They couldn't do much with it, short of pretty much to get Time Ranger to look good, they have to do a full Next Generation style remastering.
Which, of course, they're not going to put the money into
right.
doing.
Right. Now, the earlier series, now let's see, Car Ranger Episode 6 through Go-Go 5, those don't look as good, but that's because they were just lazy and didn't want to bother. because starting with Car Ranger Episode 6, they started scanning in. They were doing the editing on the negatives and scanning that in to the video and then adding in the last – a few things at the video stage, but they'd been doing that for years. But those were done at a time when Toei was too lazy to use an invert filter. So they re-scanned the first five episodes of Car Ranger, but then, oh, wait, no, we only have negatives for these. Crap. And just went to the tape for everything after that.
Well, f*** it, let's just do it anyway.
Whereas with Zoo Ranger stuff, they rescanned that except for the short stock bits that had video composites, and they cleaned those up well enough. And you can tell when you're at a video composite bit, but it doesn't look too bad. But and everything else that's rescanned film is nice and clean. Jetman, though, they were also lazy and just, use a tape.
But it's Jetman, so it doesn't really matter because it's too awesome to be distracted about anything else anyway.
And Time Ranger is basically the same way as far as I can tell at this point in the series.
Yeah. Now, let's see, with Go Ranger and Jack, they didn't rescan those either. They used LD Laserdisc era remasters for those.
But it was the 70s, so, you know, it's kind of just what the world looked like back then anyway.
God, I have to read this whole story now, because I'm, like, way the f*** interested.
Well, the technical stuff, I'm not sure you're going to really, like, follow.
It reads like a math textbook.
Well, I mean, you have to have...
I was a physics major for my first year of college.
Basically, the stuff that's broadcast is, okay, simple, now going from DVDs for, like, anything from Go Ranger to Go-Go 5 is pretty simple to is very easy to encode from the DVDs. I made RAWs for Jack, Battle Fever, Zoo Ranger, Jetman, and that's pretty simple.
Wow.
Time Ranger is a pain in the ass.
You know, Fortnax, you should insert like random frames of stuff in the encodes you do and see if anybody notices.
I would totally put like a huge dick. Like just for half.
Wait, what you should do is extract the subtitle files from the Jetman Raws and read all the comments that Sheer and I have put in.
Oh God!
I guess. Well, I think I downloaded all the hard sub ones, so I can't.
Okay. Well, you can pretty much if it's a very creepy sex joke, that was Sheer probably. If it's a your mom joke, it was me. If it's something Transformers, it was definitely me.
What if it's a really creepy your mom joke?
What if it's a really creepy sex Transformers joke?
Then it's on superhero time.
Yeah.
Basically. Good answer.
I gotta see if we can get Mike to record something for us about sour cream.
No, that will not happen. Ryan will not let that happen.
Well, no, we just have to.
You're listening to Superhero Time. Talk about cock sucking.
I'm saving that one. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm saving it. Remember, if you don't want it to turn up again later, don't say it on Superhero Time. Anything you say on Superhero Time can and will be used against you.
Guaranteed that none of us
on Superhero Time.
Political office. That's. Oh God.
Or if we do, we'll just say we retroactively quit like after the first episode.
Right. So
and
we get a week off. That'll be fun.
Everyone's wish. What?
So we get a week off. That's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. We do that every once in a while. Time off is good.
Beating off is better.
Beat off for Buster.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Saving that too.
Watch out for the sap in the wood.
All right. Well, I guess that's our show for this week.
We stretched it out for 2 hours, even with nothing to talk about.
That's amazing.
Just like the mutiny.
Pretty much, kids.
See, that proves we're professionals because no matter what's going on, we can make the show a consistent length without even trying very hard.
Your mom gets consistent length without trying very hard.
And see, when JD wants
your mom's consistent width without trying very hard.
When JD wants his show to be consistent, he has to put a timer on it.
Yeah, I have to literally like put a timer. Like, okay, well, we're out of time this week. Goodbye.
And see, if I did that, we'd lose all our best material.
That's right.
Because we'd be out of time before the show even started.
We have best material?
Yeah, everything before the show starts.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Pre-show is the best show.
It's in the real show. Though, yeah, it's not so bad.
Huh? What?
Yep.
Bzzz.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
So long.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show.
Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
This is the stinger, right?
Yep. Yes.
That's where it hurts in the butt.
Right.
I am sure it will be infectious.
Infectious.
Like burning justice? Justice.
Yeah.
And possibly burning, yes, that too.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not careful, bleeding. Infectious bleeding justice.
Pregnant women should not handle broken pills for risk of a certain type of birth defect.
Wolf babies.
That's the only explanation for a certain type of birth defect for a hair growth pill is they're afraid of wolf babies.
Congratulations, it's a hairball.
Super Hero Time, 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.